July 16th, Friday. Why do you need spiritual knowledge? If you don't have spiritual knowledge, spiritual problems deepen through attacks from the spiritual forces. The academics of this world don't speak of these problems. No matter how renowned individuals may be, since they lack spiritual knowledge, they are incapable of overcoming Satan, who attacks individuals, families, and children. Pharaoh was unaware of how ferocious the after effects of idol worship would be. As a result, Egypt and its people faced great disasters. If you lack spiritual knowledge, you won't be able to gain spiritual strength. If the leaders of nations don't have spiritual knowledge, they won't be aware of the spiritual problems that will come. In addition, when great problems do come, they'll wander or even start wars, causing them to enter even greater disasters because they aren't able to find a resolution. You who are a spiritual being must accurately hold on to spiritual knowledge and receive the answer that takes on the mission of the true king, true priest, and true prophet. Why don't you concentrate on God and the covenant through Jesus Christ, who is the gospel and true spiritual knowledge? The Summit, Genesis 37, verse 11. And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind. It's imperative to know where you are, because everything will change depending on the kind of heart and spiritual condition you are in. If you know what kind of covenantal stream you are in, concentrate on God, and have time to meditate on the Word, you've already become the summit. Then as the summit, what attitude must you be equipped with? Number one, the King who gives the answer. You who have been called as an ambassador of Christ are His representative. Jesus is the true King and the answer to all the kings of this world. Even Joseph, who lived as a slave and prisoner, gave answers to Pharaoh. And Daniel, who was held captive, relayed answers to four successive kings. In order to relay the answer to the Roman emperor, Paul boldly entered Rome. You will do the same because you've been called as a royal priesthood. Number two, the priest who saves. You are a child of God who has been called to the place of the summit. From this position, you must save others. Joseph saved Potiphar's wife, the imprisoned royal officials, Pharaoh, who was suffering, and even his brothers who sold him into slavery. God is with you even now and pours down the filling of the Holy Spirit. Moreover, when you take on the mission of the priest who saves others, the answers that transcend time and space will come to you. Like the seven remnants, you must receive the answer that saves the world. God has relayed the covenant to you first and has given you the status and authority as His child. Your future has also been placed in the midst of this covenant. Starting now, prepare a time schedule for the answers that contain the things of God that you as a summit will receive. When you begin to enjoy these answers, you'll experience the works of the doors of the throne opening as you pray. Dear God, help me to become a witness who saves the 237 nations of the world and the fields by receiving the answer of the remnant who saves this age. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.